In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading of the first Sunday of the Great Fast, the Church wants to get our attention before we start this journey of repentance, that we have to make up our minds between God and the God of this world, that is money. This is a great distraction for all of us, that we sometimes think of ourselves as if like we are the ones who are taking care and provide for ourselves and our families. This distraction takes us away from the goal that we are heading to. That's why the Church in its wisdom is arranging for us this part today from the Gospel of St. Matthew. The Lord is speaking on the mountain to the people, getting them to know that it is He, the one who takes care of everything. Looking inside each one of us, it is very hard to judge if truly I believe and trust God or I put my trust in money. So what are the signs that can help that I would be in a way more insightful of whom I am and what I am after? And how can I judge myself if I truly trust God or not? One of the signs that tell that I trust God is that my limitation in controlling tomorrow doesn't worry me. The Lord said that which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? What do I mean by this? We have no control on many things that are about to happen tomorrow or maybe in the near future or even in the far future. How do I think of my limitation? How do I feel regarding my lack of control over these things that might happen? If I trust in God, I wouldn't worry much, simply because even if I worry, nothing is going to change. When I read the newspaper every day and seeing maybe the market is going down and things are not going well, how do I feel when I receive this news? If I put my trust in God, even while everything is pointing into a problem that's every day is increasing, but still I can feel comfortable, what can I do then? What is my role? If I trust in God, then I'm only concerned with doing my part. I will just every day go out, work my very best, and work with diligence, because this is what my belief is calling me to do. And at the end of the day, I will go and sleep peacefully because I cannot change anything after this. If I trust in God at the night of the exam, I will sleep simply because I did my part. Tomorrow, I have no control on it. My limitation doesn't worry me, actually. It makes me more peaceful because from this point on, God is taking care of everything. My limitation doesn't worry me because simply I am not the one who provides for my family now. So my presence or my disappearance is not going to change the fact that God still will take care of them. Maybe today He takes care of my family through me. But if tomorrow for any reason I'm not there, this doesn't worry me. God is not going to lack the resources, the ways, the tools, the means to take care of my family as well. My limitation doesn't worry me because I am not the only person who is taking care of things around me and my family. It's a sure sign that I trust God, that when I think and I say to myself, I cannot do anything, actually I feel more peaceful because God will take it from this point on. Another sign that demonstrates that I trust that God takes care of me is that I can take the risk of faith. Faith always includes some kind of an adventure. This adventure is very much calculated. It's not just done randomly, or people go and make some risks haphazardly. No. Look at the widow in the city of Zarephath who hosted Elijah. The man of God came to her, and then there was a famine in the land by then. So this woman only kept a very few measure of oil and flour And this was for her last meal, she and her son. So the man of God, Elijah, asked her that, go ahead and make me something to eat. The woman told him, I only have a very small measure of oil and flour. I will do from this the last meal for me and my son, and then we will die. The man of God still insisted, and he told her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. So he asked her that she will take some risk. This risk is the risk of faith, the same risk that the widow took when she bought only the two mites that she had, all of her living. This is not gambling. This is not making something that's irrational. Faith has some kind of adventure. You take risk in it. You cannot calculate things in faith. When Abraham was following God, he was taking risk. When he was offering his son, he was taking risk. When he asked Lot to choose which land to go to, he was taking risk. But all of these was calculated simply because you put it in God's hand. You don't lose when you make risk in order to follow God's commandment. Satan always tried to make us to doubt this. Make it only within what makes you feel comfortable. Only give when you have. Only spend if you have the money to spend. Only fast when your health allows you. Don't take any risk. But this is not faith. Faith includes that you take some risk. It's calculated, and you will never lose simply because you put what you put in God's hand. It's another sign that tells that I truly trust God when I am able to take the risk of faith. Another sign is that I can wait peacefully till God reveals His goodwill. Waiting is part also of the reasons that makes us to worry, because simply none of us likes to wait. We want things done today. If we are asking God for something, we want Him to do it immediately now. If I can wait upon God, this tells that I trust in Him. There is another story also concerning Elijah, the man of God. God sent Elijah to wait nearby a river. And He said to him that you drink from the water of the river, and I will send you ravens every day to bring for you in the morning, in the afternoon, bread and meat. I am going to sustain you like this. God didn't tell him for how long. Elijah waited beside the river for a year and two, and in the third year, the river started to dry, simply because everybody was drinking from the river. And look what happened. And it happened after a while, we read this in the book of 1 Kings, that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. When did God speak to Elijah and direct him for another direction? Only when the river dried. Elijah, because he was a man of faith, he did not lose his peace. Just watching things are drying, the river is drying beside him, this could have, in a way, made him feel nervous. This is like us sometimes. Maybe we are looking at certain resources and we think that we are sustained with this. Looking at these resources drying up because of whatever happening in the economy, sometimes we feel nervous. What if I lose all of this? What if all the money becomes of no, it's not there anymore? What if tomorrow is that the stock market will become zero, nothing at all? How are we going to feel with this? Elijah trusted that in due time, God will direct me and He will sustain me one way or another. Yes, it is difficult, it is something that we do not feel comfortable with, to looking at the river drying every day. But believe me, if you trust in God, He will never let you to die from being thirsty. This will never happen. Just to trust and believe in this. If I trust God, I will be waiting peacefully until He directs me. Maybe I have to change direction. It is today, tomorrow, after a month, after a year. I will wait upon Him, trusting that He will never let me to be in want. If I trust that God will take care of me, I am always ready to give cheerfully, even of my necessity. At any time, I am able to give. I do not think twice when I hear a call that I have to give, either from money, either effort, whatever. And not only I give and I feel threatened, or I feel like maybe this is not a wise thing to do, but I give cheerfully. This is what happened with the poor woman, the widow who gave. The Lord said in the book of St. Luke, "Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had." If I trust in God, then it is very easy that I will be able to give cheerfully. There was a story about one of the priests, Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim. Some of us are aware of his story. That this man, one day, he was visited by a widow. She came to the church, and then she asked for money, and he understood and he knew very well that she is in need. So he just put his hand in his pocket, and he got whatever money he has, and he handed it all to the woman. When he went back to his home, his wife, and he let his wife know about that. Then she started in a way to say to him, "Well, I'm not saying that this is something wrong, but maybe you should have given her something, give something to the house, something like that." But the man said that, "Actually, what I felt at that time, that she needed the money, and I gave it all cheerfully, and I trust that God will never let us to be in need." And this is what happened. What happened is that someone owed the priest some money from all time. He came in the same day, he knocked the door, and he said that, "I remember today that I owe you this money," and he handed him the money by which he was able to sustain his family for the rest of the month. The man, when he heard the calling to give, he didn't think and make calculations. He didn't hesitate or saying that maybe I cannot afford it, maybe tomorrow I will not be able to bring food to my family. This was not in his mind. If I trust in God, whenever I hear a call to give, then I will always respond to it cheerfully, because I put my trust in God, not in money. If I trust that God will take care of me, then money does not determine my priorities, influence my decisions, or alter my conduct. If I trust that only God, whom I worship, then I will never compromise, I will never cheat, I will never manipulate, I will never accept to take money by false accusation or throw away that's not pleasing God, simply because He is the one who takes care of me. Money does not tell me what to do. It is there to serve me, I am not to serve the money. Sometimes people say that this is good things, Abuna, this is good to say it in a sermon, but you do not live like this. Again, we said before, there is some risk in being a believer. You take risk, but I'm telling you that no one who was able to take this risk ever lost or became in want because he believed that God will sustain him. There was a story about a pastor who was giving a sermon about giving. And then a man said to him, "Pastor, what if I come at the end of the month after paying my tithes and then I will be in want? My bills will not be covered." So the pastor said to him, "Okay, I will make a deal with you. At the end of the month, I will give you the balance back. If you are negative, I will pay you the things at the end of the month, but you pay your tithes at the beginning." So the man said, it's okay, fine. So the pastor said to him, did you believe me when I said that? He said, yes. He said to him, are you going to give your tithes? He said, yes, I'm going to do that. And then he asked him, why? He said, because you promised, and I believe you. So the pastor said to him, you believe the man who is like you, who is only a person who has his own limitation, and he is just a person coming from dust, and you did not believe the one who gave the command, who is going to sustain you and provide for you. Sometimes we feel more comfortable to trust in man than we trust in the one who gave the command. We can take it from the mouth of the person, a promise, I will not leave you alone, I will not make you in need, just trust. And when God says this, sometimes we question it and we look at it and say, is he really truly is going to do this, or maybe I was mistaken? What if there are certain signs that tells us if we truly trust in God or not? Let us review them and review our attitude towards this master who enslaved many in this world, who became God of millions of people who are living today. If I trust in God, then my limitation in controlling tomorrow doesn't worry me. I can take the risk of faith. I can wait peacefully till God reveals his goodwill. I am always ready to give cheerfully, even if my necessity and money does not and will not determine my priorities, influence my decisions, or alter my conduct. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.